upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hello and welcome to the second round of Season 6 Trivia of Your Mom's Podcast, the only podcast worth walking out on a date with one of Degrassi's coolest girls. I'm Avis.
I'm Caroline, and we're your Degrassi Rewatch besties.
Welcome to Trivia. This is round two. As we said, we are here with our two contestants, Audrey and Ash. Hello, ladies. Pronouns as well, because we did not discuss that. Pronouns.
Both of you. She, her. My name is Ash.
Okay.
Yeah, Audrey, she, her.
Beautiful. Okay, so welcome. We've been chatting a little bit. If you don't have Patreon,
you're missing.
I understand it's hard out here, but you are missing a piece of the conversation because we have put these ladies through the ringer. Yeah, we've been talking for about 30 minutes because a bitch couldn't find her headphones and was late to the recording. So about 30 minutes we've been talking or so, which is less than normal because we're trying
honestly,
to respect
considering
time.
The holidays and the fact that life is really hard, I think we're doing an extraordinarily good job.
We are, and it's good because we're just doing our best ultimately. So if it turns out to be a great job, that's lovely. But it was a great first round. As a reminder, our winner was Tay.
And she brought it.
She brought it, and it's going to be
Anna did too.
I feel like we had a really good head to head, like second round or fourth round, because that's when it all comes down to everything. You know, we sweep up our points, we get ready for final saucery. But to have a very light breakdown of the game for our listeners and for our contestants, there will be four rounds of four rounds of five questions. We will randomly determine who starts each round. If a question cannot be answered by one contestant, it gets bounced to the second contestant, and you may have questions reread to you if we, you know, they will be confusing. So questions and answers can be reread at any time. Please don't feel bad about it.
If you haven't listened enough, I'm really mean at trivia for some reason.
Caroline channels her inner mean girl. It's probably because she's saying, like, she's kicking open the door, your door, your mental door. And she's like, yeah, I'm going to make you work today. I don't know.
She's
a trivia bitch. Buckle up, motherfuckers. Yeah. So this is hard trivia, but we believe in both of you. We have had Audrey on before. We did mention this in the pre-show, but Audrey, you had said you were in season two, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while.
It has been a while. I know. No, I'm so excited though. I don't know if you guys recall when I won that one and I was supposed to come back for the recap, but then I had like that last minute schedule conflict. So I've literally every season since then, I've been like, I've got to come back. I got to get back. I got to redeem myself.
But you have. And I love that you
made it.
Reminded everyone, including me, right? Because the way that Caroline does the scheduling, and I'm just like, I show up and I read. I'm a personality hire for this episode and nothing else. But I love that you're back and you're like, I'm coming back for a redemption. It's like, there's lore here. This is the sixth season of this. It's very cool. But
it's the fifth season because we didn't do it in season one.
It's the fifth season. You always remind me. It feels longer.
I know.
I'm bad with time, I forget constantly. So things
are
new to me.
That's not cute.
But yes, we have a cat. Are you?
She's
Cattail ASMR.
I'm so sorry. Biggie, stop.
Needed some butt flavor. What is with cats and wanting to like grace your computer with their butt? It's not
the
butt.
She's rubbing her her like chin on the computer.
Oh, okay. So I could just see.
No.
That's not what that's for right now, Biggie. We've got things to do. It's not what that's for right now. But
it's trivia night.
So last time I chose.
Yeah, so it's my turn.
So it's your turn to choose the number that's going to determine which contestant gives this.
So both of you pick a number between 1 and 500.
Ooh, big ballpark we're swinging through here.
4.
Okay.
Beautiful. I love it.
And Price is Right rules.
Very sure. Price is Right rules is the closest to not
without
over.
Going over.
Yeah.
You said 1 to 500?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go 350.
All right, so Ash is going to kick us off. The correct number was 196, but that was all chance and not your knowledge of Degrassi.
Which is good to, it levels the playing field going, it does absolutely nothing, actually.
It really means nothing.
It's just who starts the rounds off. It means nothing, but it's fun.
I wouldn't be surprised if you like picked a Degrassi-related number. That one surprised me at all.
I picked a number that was related to my childhood.
Yeah, we typically, it's like our numbers, but we should pick a number that's related to Degrassi.
That's why we have to go so broad, though, because everybody knows our numbers now.
That's fair.
How much money does Marco steal from Papa Del Rossi? $300, $400, $500, or $600?
Sorry. Can I curse?
Yes. Yeah. Please do. They can't stop us.
Nope. Can't stop, won't stop.
What were the choices again?
300, 400, 500, or $600.
I'm going to go with 3.
You're going to be incorrect.
It was, okay. I'll step between
Audrey.
2. Okay.
$400, $500, or $600?
$6?
You are correct.
He stole a rip of money from his fucking dad. He should have had his ass beat. His dad was just like,
I know.
That's a lot of money.
He's so disappointed in him. And he's like, Marco, I don't care that you're that you're dating Dylan. Literally, you don't steal from family.
Right.
Like, he made him feel bad. It's the classic, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed. Mm-hmm. That hurts worse sometimes.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Yep. And he deserved every drop of that disappointment. Of
he sure did.
Audrey, back to you. Who are the king and queen of the winter dance? Shantae and Derek, Jimmy and Liberty, Darcy and Toby, or Manny and Danny?
Is it Darcy and Toby?
It is Darcy and Toby. Shit. How did you?
Nice.
I remember Toby with the little crown.
It was such a weird pairing that I had to like come up with equally weird pairings.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Okay. Yeah.
Ash, what class is the catalyst for Paige's breakdown? Microeconomics, macroeconomics, statistics, or analytics?
Statistics.
That is correct, and you are on the
statistics.
I just failed it myself, so yes.
Listen.
Oh, no.
Why would you say something so profound? And related, I had
that class. I'm so mad, but
statistics comes for us all one day, I think. Paige was justified in her breakdown. She was like, I can't.
And then I had a turkey first semester. On her and everything.
Yeah. Okay, well, I fucked up, so I'm going to have to dig up another question in a minute here.
Oh, you fucked up? Was it bad?
I did that question twice. Oh. Or not that question, but the Shantae and Toby and Darcy twice. Oh, okay. It happens sometimes. It does. It's back to Ash, right? No, it's
Audrey. Yep.
How many weeks detention does JT get for his part in the Lakehurst fight? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Hmm.
4?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Ash, how many weeks detention does JT get? 1, 2, or 3?
3?
No, I am sorry. Ooh. It was 2.
Damn.
This is hard. Easy.
Slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
And fuck, you guys, Avis, you got to vamp for a minute.
I'm a vamp for a minute. I don't got nothing to say.
All right, no, we're good.
Okay.
I can do this quickly. Hold on.
Today is...
It's Monday.
Really, all right.
It is, what? Isn't it?
It is a Monday. It was, yeah. What sport is Chad watching at the start of Don't You Want Me? Tennis, curling, racing, or basketball? That's a question for Ash.
Can you repeat the
this is the last question of the round, right?
Yes. Okay. What sport is Chad watching at the start of Don't You Want Me? I have to remember what the fake options were. Give me just a second here.
I remember one of them was curling.
Well, of course one of them was curling. What sport is Chad watching at the start of Don't You Want Me? Tennis, racing, curling, or basketball?
Mm. Basketball?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Audrey, is Chad watching tennis, racing, or curling?
Racing?
Oh, I forgot.
That is correct.
Shit.
I forgot who Chad one. Was, and it dawned on me.
Yeah. It's, that man.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Shit.
All right.
Okay, so, I'm sorry. To the end of
I'm gonna run out of battery. I gotta try round. And go back to my truck. Yes, I'm sorry if this is noisy. Hopefully I don't get signal again. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Whatever headphones you're wearing, like your sound is pretty good, so it's not. Yes. I don't really hear anything.
Good. All right. Gosh. Sorry, I feel like
No, it's okay. Let me know when you're ready. You have you kick off the next round.
And just in case anybody else was struggling to keep tabs on the score and the order like I was. The score is 3-1 with Audrey in the lead as we go into round 2.
All right. Just hope I don't lose signal again. All right.
All righty. So we are heading into round 2. Audrey. What do Marco and Ellie put on their popcorn? Salt and vinegar sauce, buttery jalapeno sauce, all dress powder, ketchup powder.
I studied that one. It's butter. Yeah, butter and jalapeno.
Yes, yes, it is beautiful. I love this study. That's so cute. Beautiful. Okay, Ash. What is the name of the crown attorney who lets Peter off with community service? Chuck, Troy, Rich, Kent.
I'm just going to go with Chuck.
You're just going to go with right.
It sounds like a lawyer name, so there you go.
That's a damn good reason. That is a damn good reason. Yeah. All right, Audrey. Mm-hmm. Who is sitting next to Sean at JT's funeral?
Oh my God.
Toby, Danny, Spinner, Jimmy.
The Toby?
Toby is not sitting next to Sean at JT's funeral. Ash, do you need the Danny. Remaining? It is not Danny. It is Jimmy. Jimmy is sitting next to Sean for some reason.
Of all people, his arch nemesis.
All of the funeral seating is weird.
It's weird, yeah. Right? That's why it's a question. Because it does that's not make one. Sense.
No, that's a good one.
All right. All right, Ash. What after-school activity did Kim cancel for Darcy? Color Guard, Friendship Club, Majorettes, Yearbook.
Shit. Majorettes?
She canceled Majorettes. That's the last time I canceled Majorettes for Yale. She was standing on business about that. She's pissed. All right. Last question of the round. Audrey. Ashley's career aptitude results list family law as her top match, followed by conflict mediator. What is her third highest match? Human resources investigator, social worker, victim advocate, translator.
Translator.
Yes, it is translator, which is funny for some reason. It's
just yeah, I'm like, what language does she even speak? Maybe she does. Who knows?
Ashley French, Irwin. It just feels a little random, just a little bit, but it's fine. All right, so we finished this round with only one lost question. So what is the numbers on that?
So
chief?
Between the first two rounds, there are 8 points total.
Okay.
Ash is, I don't know why I keep doing that. I'm so sorry. Probably because Degrassi. Okay. No, it's not okay. It's not your name. I'm really sorry.
Technically, if you want to, I mean, yes.
If you want to go to the birth certificate. Yeah. What your mother named
you? Yeah, but if it's not like the name you go by, it's not your preferred name.
We go by preferred names, so if it's not what you prefer.
Anyway, I apologize. Ash is holding her own with a rocking 3 points, and Audrey is still in the lead with 5.
Okay. The rocking 3 points got a chuckle out of Ash. But that's good.
That's
so we're at the halfway point. No,
much.
We're at the halfway point. There are 10 points left in the game. Yeah. So yeah. It's anybody's game. And then we've got final sauce. Yeah. So we've got there's still points, there's still time.
Okay. Ash, what team is scouting Dylan? Zurich HC, ZSC Lions, EHC Olton, or SC Harrisaw? Yes, I did Google Swedish or Swiss. I can't remember which teams.
The Harrisaw?
I am sorry, that is incorrect.
I don't like Dylan anyways. I don't remember.
Very, very, very real.
Completely fair.
Come on here.
Audrey, do you need those options again?
Yeah.
Zurich HC, ZSC Lions, or EHC Olten?
Zurich HC?
You are correct, Audrey.
Nice. Those all sounded like gibberish to me.
Yeah,
they it sounded familiar somehow. Really
fucking weird. It was
right.
It tested you.
It's this whole thing now that they're multiple choice. Like prepping for trivia episodes is insane. My poor NSA agent is so confused because I'm like. Is it true?
It's like audit season for your like, okay, it's Caroline's trivia time. It happens twice a year.
Audrey, back to you. What soup does Paige serve at Thanksgiving? Pumpkin, carrot ginger, parsnip, or butternut squash?
Pumpkin?
Nope, that's not right. Ash.
What were the choices?
Did she use carrot ginger, parsnip, or butternut squash?
Parsnip?
I am sorry, that is also incorrect. The answer we were looking for is butternut squash.
I don't know why carrot ginger was calling the fuck out to me.
They all sound
good.
That
sounds kind of like a bomb-ass soup now that you think about it. Like carrot ginger.
Carrot ginger is a good soup.
That sounds so fucking good. Because like I make when I do my honey carrots, I make them a little gingery. That sounds good. I'm going to do that. See? Your Googling of like shit to make options has yielded yet another.
Okay, I didn't need to Google fall time soups.
But like carrot ginger's not an obvious fall time soup to me. That just sounds like a ooh, like you kinda you know something about soups to know.
I know things. I know a thing or two about soups. My father was so, like, you know, I don't know what to tell you.
So there's some things that you don't have to Google. Okay. Got it.
Hey, Ash.
Yes.
Where does Joey move? Calgary, Ottawa, Winnipeg, or Vancouver?
Can you say it one more time?
Yep. Calgary, Ottawa, Winnipeg, or Vancouver?
Calgary. I was nervous about pronouncing it wrong.
Well, you pronounced it perfectly, and that is unfortunately the incorrect. No, I'm kidding. That's correct.
You bitch. Have my throat in my ass or whatever the fuck.
Audrey, what does the marquee outside of Degrassi say on the first day of school? Welcome back, students. Welcome back. Welcome back, student body, or welcome back, Panthers.
Welcome back, Panthers.
That is incorrect.
Ooh.
Ash, that marquee, you can close the gap quite a bit here. No pressure. Does it say welcome back, students, welcome back, or welcome back, student body?
Damn.
Welcome back, body? What was that?
That is
correct. I was going to say, that was weird,
welcome back,
right?
Student body.
It was weird. Yeah. That's why I was thinking that too. Because, like, why the fuck would they do that? That has to be the answer.
And Audrey, the last question of the round is yours. What is the name of the Lakehurst vice president? Maura, Nora, Cora, or Laura?
Sorry.
Laura?
It is not Laura.
Oh, darn.
Oh, and that was actually Audrey's question, or Ash's question. So it's good that
Ash ends your round. Ash ends your round, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that. Sorry.
I mean,
my bad.
Don't apologize to me. Apologize to Ash.
I'm so sorry.
Don't steal from me.
I'm over here just laughing.
If it, I made it easier for you, I narrowed down one.
Is it one Mora? Answer?
Which did you say?
Mora.
With an M.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. It was Nora with an N.
Damn.
N as in Nora.
N as in Nancy. That's a proper name. No, I'm joking. Nora's a name. That's just crazy. How you made all them rhyme and none of
I'm mean at trivia. I'm sorry. Really. And so we close out round three. With actually the it's not this. I'm bad at math tonight.
That's cool. I'm always
Audrey is still in the lead, 6 points, but Ash is right behind with five.
Okay,
and it is anybody's game as we on into the final round.
I'm gonna puke.
And we actually do the thing that we typically do. Did you prepare a question to do? We do it at halftime. To ask the ladies like a Degrassi related question, did you?
Oh, that no.
You didn't prep. Okay. I'll do one. Who is your least favorite pairing? Just to, you know, break it up. We usually do it at halftime. Who is your least favorite pairing in the show?
Like couples or like couples. Just any pairing. Okay.
You could, I mean, if you feel strongly about any pairing, but I was talking about couples, but it, you know, okay. Might be interesting.
I just want to make sure. So like from like
any
so
yeah.
like any like Degrassi
any like, iteration of Degrassi yeah who is your
so
host,
much to pick from
team? I know
yeah.
Oh shit. Ooh.
Yeah.
Can I
say two?
Yeah.
No, can I say three?
You yeah, say you're pushing it.
No, I'm just
saying. No, it's fine.
No, I. So. Oh, shit. Okay, so Ashley and Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And then later seasons, Jack and Imogen.
Mm-hmm.
And then later season, Tristan and Miles.
And these are least, right?
Yeah, I cannot stand them.
Okay, just making sure, because yeah, cook with that.
I'm sure I have more, but those are some
those are, I
right
mean,
now.
Jack and Imogen in particular were kind of insufferable. And I mean, I will, what's his name? And
Drew, and what's her name? Becky, too.
That was just wrong. We didn't deserve that.
You know what I think could have worked out if it had been given the chance to is Drew and Claire.
Yes, that could have worked. They didn't.
I didn't hate that. I mean, I hated it because it so quickly turned into like pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Just
but it
no,
could have been,
d- oh didn't get time to breathe. You know. What are yours, Audrey?
I'm going to say Jonah and Grace because you like
that's
them?
A take. That's a take, though. That's a Jonah
it's
to anybody. I actually found Jonah to be one of the worst characters that they
that's
came
the
up
problem.
With.
It's because Grace is like so cute and I hate Jonah so much. I'm like, no, get away.
Leave her alone.
Cute, Jonah's kind of the joke. Jonah kind of fucking sucks. Like, he's just not good.
Yeah, Jonah sucks.
He's not well written. None of them are well written.
That whole last season was just horrible.
Genuinely, my least favorite character of the entire franchise. Literally, everyone else that people hate on, I'm like, we're not that bad.
Like, but Jonah.
I don't mind him,
Jonah's
but Jonah
there.
Just irks me.
You're like,
can't stand him.
I get that. I totally understand that.
He's very pretentious for no reason. And he also dates Frankie, and that I think might be one of mine. That might be in like the top five of like couples I can't stand is Jonah and Frankie, because they both
are Frankie's terrible. Awful too. They deserve each other.
They're both terrible, and like they give them way too much screen time.
So much screen time.
Frankie gets a lot of the Hollingsworths get a lot of screen time.
Don't get me started on them. Don't, especially yeah, Hunter. Don't get me started.
They wanted to be the coins so bad. They wanted to what be the coins. The CW you cannot be the coins. I wish we could. We suffered for no fucking reason. Because the Hollingsworths were like not even trendy. They weren't a trendy idea. They were an old idea. I really feel like they were kind of, they were exactly like the coins, but they wanted them to be rich. And like, mm-hmm. I mean, how many rich kids shows were on that? Like, you, it's not about Gossip Girl anymore. The Gossip Girl's over. It's what are you trying to copy? There's nothing to copy. They just didn't have any more ideas. They're like, he's a tortured, rich, bad boy who's now suddenly...
Who looks like fucking Woody from Toy Story.
Oh,
I'm done.
He does.
I'm done.
He does. Yeah. And they kind of dress him like a modern Woody. Like they know.
I just can't get my whole class. I can't.
A lot of plaid, a lot of tucked in shirts, and like his pants are high. At some point, like he's supposed to be like, the cool one.
One time, I thought he was cute. One time, and I was just like, "Yeah, I don't think you're cute anymore."
You're body shaming a young young man for his cheeks. like his cheeks are too high.
He does have very high cheekbones. It's part of what makes him look like giving,
It's giving Woody from Toy Story. It is. But that's funny. That's funny. I'm glad you brought up Jonah. And I think that those are, I think, Ash, that yours are our...
they're all very valid.
Yeah. I really don't think that Jack is a good character either. She could have been good. Jack could have been good, and then they made Jack terrible. Like, Jack could have been a good character, I think. I was excited about Jack because, you know, when they, at that time, they just couldn't write character. Like, oh, now this person goes to the school. We've got a new bunch of characters. Okay, who am I going to get excited about? Jack's, like, was like the dancer girl. Yeah. Cool. But no, she's just an asshole. She's just an asshole. And there's not really.
And then she became a cheerleader and was part of the Degrassi News thing.
Oh, my God. The cheerleader thing was weird. I'm not excited to talk about that part of the show, but we're going to get there, of course. We're going to get there.
So I have an aneurysm watching you.
I would wonder, did you set up yourself to have an aneurysm so that you don't have to finish this podcast? I feel like that's something that you would do. Well, maybe not to me.
I might concoct a
understand.
No, I won't do that to you.
I appreciate it. Unless I look at you one day and I'm like, we're done. But I think we'll
then
get through
it.
Then
I'll have an aneurysm or at least fake one for you.
Well, I didn't mean we're done as in like we're done. I mean, we're done as in like this is the YMP's done.
Well, yeah, no, I'm saying I would fake an aneurysm so we had an excuse to be done.
I'm so done. So you heard this here, guys. If in the future Caroline has an aneurysm, it will be premeditated in an effort to make us have a hiatus of this show. An indefinite hiatus.
Do you guys
want
to hear something horrible?
Sure.
So my poor husband woke up this morning from a dream wherein he had failed to protect me from getting murdered. And after I had, like, let him have his come down time, right, I looked at him and I was like, man, I didn't even know I had the chance to do the funniest thing last night and have a heart attack. And he did not.
Why?
He was like, he was actually like, no, I don't think that would really fuck with me. And I was like, if you dreamed that I died and you woke up and I was dead? And he was like, well, yeah, but you didn't get murdered.
There's a difference.
My wife died.
I'm so done. As long as it wasn't murder that could have been prevented by him, I think.
Right, exactly.
Was his issue with the whole situation. He was just like, I don't want to be responsible. Like, I could have prevented this. Otherwise, it's fine.
Otherwise,
not ideal. Not ideal, but fine.
But it's not going to fuck with my head.
It's not going to fuck with his head. But thank you so much for your opinioness. We always love to kind of break up the trivia with a Degrassi-related convo. And usually it's at halftime, but whatever. And we're sliding into the fourth and final round. Audrey, this is your start of the round.
Okay.
What does Alex want to be when she grows up? Occupational therapist? Kinesiotherapist? Respiratory therapist? Physiotherapist?
Occupational therapist?
That is not correct. All right, this question bounces to you, Ash. Since you were not here when I read it, the beginning of it, I'm going to read the whole thing for you.
Oh, thank you.
Just to be fair, you know.
I simply wouldn't do that anyway.
But also, people don't know that because I didn't. If you're not listening to the unedited, you don't know that Ash popped off for a second and came back.
Yeah, so also, you stopped being recorded. I'm like, oh.
Ma'am. All right, Ash.
Mm-hmm.
What does Alex want to be when she grows up? Kinesiotherapist, respiratory therapist, physiotherapist.
Physiotherapist?
She wants to be a physiotherapist. Yes, indeed.
Oh, we're tied now.
We tied. Look at that. Ooh. Okay, Ash, this is your actual question. What color is the background of Darcy's My Room page? Yellow, green, blue, pink.
Blue?
It is not blue. Shit. Audrey?
Go green?
You go right. Yeah, yes. It's a very, like, lime green, too. Like, it's a, like, I only remember when she puts up the pics where she's in, like, the forest. It just stands out against the green. I'm like, what the fuck? And she puts those bikini pics on, like, you fucking hypocrite. It's
such weird, like, intake
Mm-hmm. All right, Audrey.
That's not what all they're here. Doing, Darcy.
Sorry.
That place is an online abyss. Oh my gosh, poor spinner. Audrey, what score do the Panthers get in the cheer competition? 9.8 8.0 9.0 8.7?
9.0.
They indeed do get 9.0.
I studied that one too.
You're like, this seems like it's gonna be in here.
I was prepared for numbers.
I knew it. After you sent the sample question about the license plate number, I'm like, oh my God.
Fuck. Sets you in the right direction.
Yeah.
All right, Ash. What colors are the feathers on the mask Peter gives Emma? Silver and gold, silver and blue, black and purple, black and gold.
Black and gold?
They are black and gold. The mask he breaks into her fucking locker to plant. He has your combo. Oh my gosh. No, that bitch doesn't have my combo. How did he do that?
I don't know how she didn't connect the dots right away. I hate that.
Get
away from Manny to tell her.
Don't get me started on, yeah.
Because she's stupid. When they need her to be stupid, she's stupid. When they need her to be smart, she's smart.
Sure.
Mostly she's stupid. Emma's been stupid since the pilot.
Like, mostly it's not they need her to be stupid. I mean, might be a little bit victim blaming here. She's like, it's like you just carrying one pizza for a multiple boys problem. Which, like, right. Like, I'm not following you upstairs. Why do you have one pizza? There's supposed to be multiple 12-year-old boys. That makes no fucking sense. That makes
like,
no
I already
sense.
Came all the way out here.
For
I'm not buying seven pizzas for this room.
For this,
I got you to the hotel.
Oh, I'm so done. He's thinking about this so fucking serious. Like he's at the pizza place. Like, no, just give me one. Just give me one. Fuck it. Like I can't. Like if she's at the fucking hotel,
he's like over
she
budget.
Does not need convincing, right? Like this whole thing is over budget. Like, I can't fucking justify it. She's got to be a little bit dumb. It's okay. It's fine. Like, one small-ass pizza. Because it was, like, not even, like, a...
it didn't even
spring for the large. Like, the large... That's, a medium personal pizza, sir. Like, wow.
A $5 Little Caesars hot and ready.
Back when they were $5.
Right.
Damn, I think back then they were, like, $2.50
Like, and it's Canada too, you know. Maybe they have so specials. Like. You're right, like a little special. Right, it's $2.50 USA, $3.50 Canadian. It's fine. Lord, the final question of the regular rounds, Audrey. What verse does Darcy tell Peter to read? Mark 25:14, Luke 6:18, Matthew 10:42, John 12:28.
Say Matthew, what was it, 10:42?
Say right, girl. Yes.
I knew it was gonna be numbers.
Yes, you were like ready for the right thing because Caroline loves a numbers game. And I mean, speaking of the numbers, what are the numbers heading into Final Saucerty, Caroline?
The numbers heading into Final Saucerty are this: Audrey still in the lead, 9 points, but Ash continues to hold her own with 7.
Nice. No, that's nice. A 2-point.
We've seen some, like, there have been some brutal murders in trivia.
It's not like you're 4 points away. Like, you, 2 points, you know that we do not let you, we don't let you hear the question. We just have you bet, you wager, blind, based on, you know, what Audrey has, Ash, and Ash, you know, y'all know what each other has. So... if you're right, you get the points that you wager, and if you're wrong, you lose the points that you wager, and that is your remaining score. So keep in mind, Ash, you could you know risk it all.
Sorry.
And then you're gaining 14. You're at 14 if you get everything, and then I mean, you could also just I'm not going to break down the strategy for you, but basically you've got options. It's not
There's
a runaway.
It's
There's
not
ways
over
to
yet.
Go. There's ways to, if, you know, Audrey doesn't get it, you would still get it based on like how much you wager. So you have to kind of consider that.
Yeah.
Audrey, same there. You have the lead. So you have to consider what you need to do to keep the lead. I love it.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. But this is a us-related question.
Go ahead and type, but do not enter into chat how many points you are wagering. And let me know when you're both ready.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I know, me too.
Since last time, I made like the not the wager music when y'all are thinking I'll do some beatboxing, so that won't be cut out because the last music I played on my phone was cut out of the final recording because the software thought it was noise. So, yeah. But are you both ready?
Yeah, yeah, I think I'm good.
Hit send.
Conservative, okay. Audrey.
I know.
Conservative. Okay.
And so Audrey's wagering one.
Yeah.
And Ash has come in with four, which means that if Ash gets this right, even if you get this right, you're done.
You're done.
Okay.
And that's for the team to settle. Done.
You're done.
That's fair.
That's crazy. Yeah, right. No, that's exactly what that means.
So here's the question.
It is.
I love to shop local, eat local, but there is one restaurant chain that is near and dear to my heart. And I hipped Avis to it on our first road trip to Tennessee. And one of the many reasons that I love her is that she gets it. And now we go multiple times whenever we're in an area that it exists. What is that restaurant chain?
We're typing this, right?
Do not send.
Yeah, you're typing your answer. And I fear we gave our last round, we gave them like a lot of hints. So I feel like I can give one. Just one.
You can give a hint if you want.
It is pretty exclusively a Southern restaurant chain.
That is not accurate at all.
Well, people think about the South when they think about it.
No, it's more of a Midwestern chain.
Well, I guess then, I feel like I've seen so many movies with it and it's in the South, though.
I hear you.
That may or may not have been a misdirect. It's a popularized Southern, but apparently very Midwestern chain.
Are we typing this?
Yes.
Yes. Audrey, do you have yours typed in?
No, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Oh, now I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. No.
You can't steal their music.
Do do. Sha 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 sha. Do do. Baby shark. Do do. Do do do. That was not at all. At the end there, they can't. That will not stand in a court of law. Probably.
I guess I'm good.
Oh,
okay.
You guys can hit send.
Yes!
You both got it.
No,
The answer is, in fact, Waffle House.
I'm so sorry. I just love that you both got it. Yeah.
She says, I love Waffle House.
It's so cool. I love it too. It's so cheap.
Yes.
And it's so good.
Oh, that was so confusing though, because it's definitely Southern.
Is it?
When you said
it
started in Georgia, I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Right, like I thought, but, so, and I love ATL, and that's where they hang out in ATL. There's other movies though, but that's like the movie that came to mind, and I was like, I'm getting to the waffles.
I guess I just go by like the distance of the like closest Waffle House to me in New England. And like, yes, it's a little south because I'm up towards the top of New England, but like it's mostly west. I think of it as like a Midwest thing.
Because we have them all over.
Yeah, we don't have them here.
So, okay. So, yeah.
I was going to be like, Waffle House, White Castles. arc. Like, I was,
I was gonna say, I almost said Bojangles, but I was like, no.
Ooh.
What?
I was like, I hope no one says Tim Hortons because it's not really a restaurant. I was thinking that
too.
But like, I was like, oh, that might be like, because we have had Canadian Adventures, but that's no. Waffle House is like the mascot, the restaurant mascot of the podcast, the podcast.
Yeah, I was thinking about Tim Hortons. I was like, Degrassi.
If we shared on air the story of the last time we went to Waffle House.
Possibly, but I don't know. Then maybe
so
not.
We went to Smoky Mountain Fan Fest in September, and one night we ended up hanging out front. We had plans to go to Waffle House at 2 a.m. because Avis had only been when the sun was up, and you gotta experience 2 a.m. Waffle House. Everybody's an equal at 2 a.m. Waffle House. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing. But so we've been killing time, and we ended up hanging out with Danny Curtis Lee, Cookie from Ned's Declassified.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
And finally the time comes. He was really cool. Finally the time comes, and I am like, hey, Avis, we got to get to Waffle House. And Danny's like, y'all are going to Waffle House? And Avis, very like mom, is like, yes, and you can come, but you have work in the morning, so you need to think about that.
He just wanted some waffles.
And like, you know, people are paying to see you tomorrow, and you gotta like sleep, dude. It was like, it was in the,
it was almost 2 a.m.
It was.
And so
we're like, I don't got any shit to do tomorrow. Like,
he makes the right
choice. Did he go or
not? No, he did not go to Waffle House.
Aww.
So we go to Waffle House, and anybody who doesn't go to Waffle House often, who's gone with me, has a Waffle House mug that I've stolen for them. It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's my thing. Whatever. If that's why I go to hell for stealing Waffle House mugs, it was worth it. Avis has one. I like to steal a Waffle House mug, but Avis already had one. And then I was like, we should steal this for Danny. So we did. And then I think it's really funny for us to give famous people our autograph.
We have done that.
We gave Shane a signed Harris tour poster.
Aww.
And so we like wrote on the mug. We were like, you know, sorry you missed Waffle. We owe you a rain check or whatever. And then signed it and brought it to him. He was like, this is the greatest gift I've ever gotten.
He was really excited about it. He was like, no, you didn't. You didn't take the mug. Oh my God. Like, this is so cool. We're like, don't make it weird.
Like, you're not special. I will literally steal a Waffle House mug for anybody, guy.
Our waitress also was so lovely because she was just like, hey, I don't give a fuck if you steal this mug. Do you want me to help you steal this mug? I'll clean it out for you. Like, don't you even worry about it. We'll clean it out as long as you don't care that we're stealing this mug. Caroline, well, and
like,
most
of the time, like, I don't tip less than 50% at Waffle House. Because even in a recession, Waffle House is delightfully affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, usually we've paid beforehand, and I'm just like, hey, I'm going to take this mug. I can leave you more money if you want. And they're like, I don't get paid enough to care.
I don't.
They get chairs thrown at them. Like, what do you mean? Like,
it was a jovial time. I had, like, such a great time saying, like, just fuck you to one random person as they were leaving. Two random.
It was
people.
A jovial fuck you. She didn't.
It
see
was
a
jovial fuck
so
you.
You're not like.
It was very fully, very high spirited.
You haven't been baptized in the church.
I have
of
not.
Yet.
There's not. There's been no violence. I did at that time that milkshake dance. The cat's eye milkshake ad was popular, so I did that in their parking lot with my hat because they gave me a hat. They'll give you a hat if you ask, guys.
They will give you a hat.
Ask. Yeah, ask Waffle House if they have hats. Because they will give you their hat.
Receive.
Yeah. It's a paper hat, so. But it's a keepsake.
It's like a Steak and Shake hat. Waffle.
Yeah, it's adorable. I did keep it because I was like, oh, this is adorable. But I love that you both got this shit right. This fucking no shade to you fuckers who have participated in trivia other than calling you fuckers who didn't get the shit right.
What did we say about being mean at trivia?
Well, technically, it's not. It's the final saucerty, so I can be mean. I am mad. I don't do anything, you know, I'm not controversial on mic. I think it's fair to say that, like, damn, guys, know two things about us, okay? We never stop fucking talking about Troy. Anna and Tay, I'm looking at you, okay? We have mentioned Troy in this fucking episode, and we gave you so many hints. But you guys got it.
We talk about ourselves a lot, guys. Like, you should know.
Yeah, that's actually probably very masturbatory, and maybe I shouldn't be so mad that you don't know these things. It's fine. Live your life. But you both knew. Audrey, I love that you bet so conservatively, but it did not work in your favor.
It did not. And I was so scared. I know you came with a score to settle.
Yeah, you came with a score to fucking settle.
No, that's fine. So, I just honestly, I was just disappointed that I couldn't come back for the other episode, so I was just happy to be back for another episode.
I mean,
period.
We kind of owe you one, so
oh no,
you know we'll be. I mean, I don't think we ever.
If there's a season 7 episode, you
yeah,
wanna
if there's
a
season
through,
7 episode you want to fucking talk about because it's gonna be terrible, but because it's season 7, but
yeah,
that's what we're planning out right now, so. We owe you an episode if you wanna.
Aww.
If you would like one of those, or if you're like, hey, I would like to actually talk about this season 9 episode, so can you wait for that? That's also something you can do. But if you want to be,
it up.
Yeah, definitely let us know.
Maybe I'll wait till way in the future to talk about Jonah.
Oh my! Right, like come back, like hey, so remember that I'm back, and now I got to talk about this bitch. Yeah, if you want to hold out for that terrible character, then you can totally that is your right. I won't tell you how to be wrong. Oh no. Because I don't even want to talk about him. But no. But Ash is our winner.
So we'll see you back soon.
Yeah,
to
you're
go
going
head to head
with Tay. A worthy adversary. You both have worthy adversaries, so
she didn't get
it's gonna be
saucer-y.
She didn't though. So
she didn't.
I think you've got a leg up on Tay. We love you, Tay, but she ain't get that right. So
Audrey, send Avis your address so we can get your consolation prize packet out to
you. Oh gosh.
Yes. Every player gets a prize.
Aww.
Okay, Jay Hogarth.
Eventually, because damn it, life is hard, and the U.S. postal system. Oh gosh. No, just please send me that address so that I can do my end of the year mailings. Because Jesus, I can't.
Which may or may not just be an envelope full of gonorrhea.
I'm just gonna send you guys stuff. I'm just gonna send you stuff. I'm gonna put it in an envelope. It's gonna be mailed to you, the address you send to me. I am not culpable. There will be no print item. Fuck it. Okay? It's just gonna get put in an envelope and you get the stickers and you get the other things.
Yay.
Because I'm tired. 2025 is beating my ass.
2025 was a lot.
You'll be listening to this in 2026, but just know that 2025 kicked my ass personally.
This was a lot. You guys, thanks for putting up with us. We haven't recorded or even spoken much over the last couple of weeks, and that wasn't fair, you guys.
You got me not as slap happy as the last episode, but still just a tad bit slap happy, and I am not going to apologize for that. It is 8:45 at night. Okay, I've been up all damn day. I'm tired.
It would be 8:35 at night if somebody had been on time. What?
Oh.
Well, fuck. I hope that my headphones are in a really good hiding place.
Why are some out of nowhere? Like
they're
gonna log out.
And I asked my partner to look for them. Like, she can find things. She can't find things. I'm the finder. So I'm asking the non-finder, the person who loses shit, I'm asking her to help me find stuff. That's how I knew I was going to be late. Like, God. It's like, baby, can you help me find this? She's like, what? Sure. She probably lost it. It was probably sitting there. She probably moved it. And now it's lost and I've got to find it.
Oh, we have to sign off still and ask you guys if you have stuff to plug first.
Right. So, right. Let's do the plug. Do you have anything you would like to plug, Audrey?
No.
Do you want people to discover or perceive you on the internet?
I don't mind. I'm not a big like social media content creator person, but yeah, mm-hmm. they could follow me on like Instagram or something if they wanted.
All right. We will plug, we'll plug Audrey's Instagram in the show notes. Be aware that she may or may not want you to perceive her depending on the day. All right, Ash, you have something to plug?
Yeah, if y'all, like, if you're a huge horror fan like myself and Avis, I believe, I have two podcasts. There's one called Kill the Dead Podcast. We're on a little bit of a hiatus right now. And then we have My Baby, Rise from the Dead podcast, where we discover hidden gems and we figure out if the movie should rise from the dead or stay buried.
I love that. And we will have both podcasts, although, you know, we said one is on hiatus, so do not be up Ash's ass about that.
Yeah.
But we have got
one. Take your time. Have it as
take
a nice
your time. Let it. You know, like savor it. But we will have
it's
both
really
podcasts
hard to make a
linked.
Podcast every week, you guys. It's really hard.
It is, guys. I mean, making things is a joy, but it is also labor. A lot of work, but. I am personally excited to listen to Ash's podcast. So please, check out our guests. They were lovely. And we hope to see, we will be seeing Ash soon and we will be seeing Audrey soon. If not, Jonah later.
Okay. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to your mom's podcast.
Thank you.
We'll be back. In a week or two, or maybe even three,
y'all know we'll be back.
A very special episode with Katie, last season's trivia winner.
Yes.
And maybe we'll drop some bonus content in between. I don't really have any control over that. I can't commit to that. That's Avis. I'm like, she's
bonus content.
Got stuff to do, guys.
The fuck bonus cut. We got to talk about that, but maybe. All right.
We would like to take a moment to thank our patrons. Tay.
Evie.
Iggy.
Alex.
Gina.
Carrie.
Miranda.
Christine.
And a special thanks to our Titty Snake producers, the Degrassi Generations Facebook group,
Brandy.
Corey.
Tawny.
Chelsea.
And Alika. Thanks, guys.
I love you guys. Thank you.
If you'd like to further support our show, you can find us on TikTok and Facebook as Your Mom's Podcast. We also have a Facebook group of the same name. And you can find us on Instagram at YMPadcast. Your Mom's Podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscriptions and reviews are another great free way to support us. However, if you're interested in supporting us in not free ways, we have a lot of great bonus content on our Patreon and some great merch at our shop, which can be found at your-moms-padcast-shop.forthwall.com. And remember, that's Padcast, PAHDCAST. Thank you.